Hello and welcome to Marriott Hotels In Focus Empowering Podcast Series, which brings together some of the UK's brightest minds to help you reach your full potential and inspire you on your travels. From self-care to side hustles, it explores career trends to offer advice, guidance and practical tips to those who want to get ahead in their careers. You can catch In Focus podcast by keeping an eye out on travelbrilliantly.co.uk or by following Marriott Hotels on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram.
I'm the patriarch, the grey hair, the one who has seen things, done things. I remind you of your own dad, or the one you wish he'd been. Sword or gun, you'll always find me on the front line. And though you know that the good often perish in great drama, you won't be able to help yourself. Listen to the voices you love. Keep them close. The mothers, the lovers, the fathers. Do this. Because all our stories are too short for bad characters.
Great characters make great drama. More than TV. ITV.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Gila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
It's all okay with Wellington Dupre.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
And now, please welcome to the stage, Ronnie and Bay.
Welcome to Watch What Crappens!
Something about Bravo.
What the hell? What the hell are you doing on my stage?
Hi, Uncle!
Get the hell off that stage! Let's start this again. Please welcome Watch What Crappens!
Watch What Crappens! Watch What Crappens! What happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Tell us what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. What happens when there's so much that crappens?
Whoa. Wow. Host, Texas. Hi, suckers.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. Hi, guys.
I'm crazy to see all you guys. We're so excited to be here. Thank you guys so, so much for being here. I love coming home to Texas, you know. And it's funny how different every city is in Texas, you know. El Paso's Mexis. Like, it's Mexican food. Like, yeah. You know, it's beautiful. I love my El Paso.
And yeah.
We come to Dallas, which is, like, the whitest Mexican food I've ever eaten. I'm going to start being like Mama D and carrying chili packets in my purse.
Yeah. Yeah, this is crazy. This is the biggest show we've ever done tonight. This is the biggest audience. And you know, it's crazy. One of our very, very, very first shows was actually in Texas. We did it in Austin. Do you remember that? Back then, we called it Crap by Crap West because we were so dinky. Was anyone at that show? Wow.
Kesar. Kesar's here. Miss Karen.
It was like boiling hot that day. The sun was beaming in. We were sweating.
Yeah, we did it at my aunt's restaurant, Key Bar. The yeah. Bar Key Bar in Austin. Outside, that was some... My mom and her friends were like the audience, and like maybe four of you.
Yeah.
And that was back when we did a 3.5-hour show.
Okay? Yeah.
And we did a full 3 hours. And we did, I think, covered five shows in that one.
Yep.
And the last one was like Long Island. What was that Long Island Wives show?
Yeah, Secrets and Wives.
No, the old princesses.
It's the old Secrets and Wives.
Secrets and Wives. You got Liza'd. That one.
Yeah, that was, it's crazy to think that we came from there to here right now in front of 650 people in Dallas. But the other thing that's really crazy is, you know, again, like back then we were just like, we're just like two guys talking about Real Housewives. We're like, we're a crap by crap West. We're actually extremely excited. We're announcing for the very first time right now that we are going to South by Southwest this year. We are so excited, so we'll be back in Texas next month.
Yeah, I'm going to get benedicted yet.
Yeah.
To Texas. And Texas has grown so much, you know. We're so excited to be coming to South By because Austin, like, hello.
Yeah. Someone last night was like, are you coming to Austin? Please come to Austin. You have to come to Austin. I was like, girl, just wait 24 hours. Hold on.
Now, of course, it's like at 12 a.m. on a Tuesday, or 12 p.m. on a Tuesday or something like that. That's like, you know, we're going to be totally loaded, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, everybody is, don't worry.
Yeah.
My kind of people.
Yeah.
But man, Texas has changed so much. We were at a restaurant yesterday, and there were these two big cowboys, like big, you know, like
big
possible flies coming off them, because you know they just got off work, like kind of cowboys. Okay,
yeah.
We're used to like Madonna cowboys, you know, like gay guys in straw hats doing splits in the air. But it was like two of those, a couple of families, and a bunch of gay guys. And I was like, God, Texas has changed.
Yeah.
Thank God we can all just binge together now. God bless
you,
2019.
Right, America's come so far. By the way, for you, the guy who came up into the pre-show, that was Ashton. He's lovely. And by the way, Ashton, can I get myself a beer, please?
Oh, also a straw.
A straw, please. And a beer. Thank
Sorry,
you, Ashton.
Sorry, turtles.
And by the way, if you want...
You already get to live forever. Fuck off, turtles. Seriously.
By the way, if you want to come see us at South by Southwest, if you go to watchourcrappins.com/SXSW, which is South by Southwest, there's like information there. So y'all go do that. Right. Do that right now.
And you thought we wouldn't plug shit at a live
show. I know. And there's Crappins poetry. Don't forget to get your Crappins poetry.
So, today we decided to do a classic episode for our biggest show in Dallas
ever.
And once we start doing this show for so long, you know, it just to help ourselves, it's like Army vets. You just try and get as much out as you can that you don't want to remember. You know, like you just need...
Here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashton. Look how handsome
Ashton,
you're
he is. Hot. Tip your people. Tip your Ashtons.
Yeah, tip your Ashtons.
So anyway, what I was saying, it didn't come out right. But what I meant was, like, some things are better to just black out. You don't need 18 seasons of Housewives in your brain. It's hurtful. It hurts your feelings sometimes.
Yeah.
So we don't remember half of this shit, you know? So we're like, what should we do? What should we do? And we both agreed at the same time. The one where Leanne hits a trolley.
Yeah.
Duh.
Hit a trolley. We're like, we don't care what happens the rest of the episode. As long as it's the one where she hits a trolley, we'll be happy.
It's like we do that for an hour and a half. I don't give a shit what happens in the rest, you know?
Oh, look, we have our resident trolley. There it is. Wow, that had some panache. Yes, let's put that. That's a beautiful trolley. Beautiful.
They're just hands, it says.
They're just trolleys, but they work quite well.
Oh,
Leanne Locken for transportation.
Nutcases. Love it.
So you guys, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we'd love to talk about.
We're just going to keep saying hi. That's our plans for this entire show.
Well, we got to say our tagline.
Yeah, let's just keep going back. Let's just go backstage again.
Well,
it really does feel good.
Yeah. Well, we forgot to, when we did our Charleston show 2 weeks ago, it was our 7-year anniversary to that day. And we forgot to say, hey, guys, it's our 7-year anniversary. So I'm like, if we get our tagline in, I'll be happy.
Yeah, it's our 7th anniversary. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so many things we've learned over the years.
So
on
many.
Show. And, you know, my favorite thing to do is to say I told you so, which I get to do a lot in these classic episodes. God bless you, Carrie. You know, we've met Carrie in real life, and I really love Carrie. But she, one eye is constantly twitching, and the other eye is looking at the exit door at all times, okay?
It's smart.
And we see why in today's episode. Don't keep Botox at home. Just don't do it. I know you can. I know you can, but don't.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got to be careful. So, you know, one thing that we love doing when we look at these old episodes, when they show, like, previously, it's always so fun to go down memory lane. Even though this was only, like, you know, 2 years ago, it's still, like, so much has changed, you know? Because the very first image we see, of course, Leanne Locken, who was so kind to come last night. And I got, like, this warm tingle in my heart because I was like, oh, that's right. This is when Leanne was going through, like, her old French whore makeup phase.
Yes. Yeah, Leanne, you know, she learned that, like, dip your finger in the blush and then do this and then go...
Yeah. It was like...
I mean, I've done Les Mis. I know how it goes.
She was about to go audition for Eponine.
And everyone's original faces. I was like, when was this?
I know. It felt like
this
early
aughts. 4 years ago. Why does this look like I'm watching Tin Types? You know? And Tiffany, God bless Tiffany. I miss Tiffany, and I want her back. I know. I heard your half booze, and I know that Tiffany didn't seem that exciting. But we did pick the episode where she screams and yells at Leanne, and then we got an extra dose of her her Keith Urban wannabe pinch face Cabbage Patch.
Aaron.
His Cabbage Patch, old Cabbage. He looks like if Cabbage Patch dolls could age.
And then get Botox at Carrie's house.
Yes. So they're in a store in the previouslys, and it's like a Tuesday morning, you know, because this is like when they first started, and no one allowed them to film anywhere, you know? So they're looking at, like, pillows that Lauren Bacall told them to buy, basically.
Such a specific
And Leanne's like,
scene.
When you've been friends for 30 years, you got to be honest. And I was like, no one has told you about your blush?
Yeah.
Not one?
Yeah.
Change towns. You know, sometimes you just got to find your people.
Yeah.
You know? And then Tiffany's like, 30 years? It has been 25 years, Leanne, not 30. Why do you keep upping it? And I immediately started, like, getting beautiful mind numbers, like, surrounding my head, trying to figure out the certain kind of algebra these bitches are doing.
Yeah.
25 or 30 years, both a lie. And then they're like, we knew each other when we were children. I'm like, okay.
Got younger and younger. 10 years ago.
You remember when Pebbles Flintstone tried to start shit with me at that? So rude. Oh my God.
I could see Leanne getting into a fight with Pebbles.
Yeah, she would. Bam, bam.
Yeah, I'll show you who's Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Ain't no one locking me out of this Flintstone house, Dino.
I put the real star of this scene is Blush.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so they were all like, and they were in this like sort of, they were having some sort of fight at this Tuesday morning. And basically.
As one does, we've done it. My family's here tonight, we've done it.
Yeah.
Long standing tradition.
Listen, Bravo has no shame. I mean, we all remember when Bethany hemorrhaged into Home Goods, okay? We'll go to the big brands for the major
like literally,
scenes.
Literally, I'm bleeding all over everything. Like, seriously, literally, I'm dying.
It's like a red dot special.
Right now,
red dot special.
Like, seriously, that's it. And Dorinda's like, he's doing okay.
I found a peppermill. I found a peppermill.
I found snowmen that had Bluetooth lights in them with a remote control.
What do you think about this owl?
So we see Brandy talking to Leanne. Brandy's having a fight with Leanne, and she's like, man, you are so full of shit. You have no idea what sort of life I've led. And I'm like, wow, she has been saying this line for many years now, hasn't she? Wow.
Yeah, that downtrodden life of a pretty white cheerleader.
I don't. They never get anything.
All those horror stories that they go through.
This was also before Leanne. I think before she felt like she had job security because then, you know, she's fighting with Brandy and then she, like, sloshes her glass very, like, demurely and then, like, toss it down quietly. This is before she realized she could actually just, like, hurl it across a room and, like, gnarl at everyone.
It's before a wall really pissed her off and she learned that that's the real person to beat. So then we get a clip of this hat party, which is just another iconic scene. And we don't even have to recap that episode because we get it right now. So they're at this hat party. Trisha, I'm busy. Seriously. So my texts are popping up. Sorry. Love you, Trisha. She's like, what are you doing right now? I was like, how many times do I have to tell you? I even posted a picture from Texas. What are you doing? You want to go hang out? No!
And that was the hat party.
Sorry, yeah. That was a hat party. Trisha showed up to another hat party wearing shit on her head.
I'm wearing shit on my head.
Okay, so hat party, Leanne and Tiffany. So they're wearing these humongous hats with...
poop.
I mean, I don't want to diss Marshalls, right? Because, like, who doesn't love... But it was just, like, total Marshalls garb. This is,
yeah.
like, before they started getting deals with designers or whatever. Which honestly hasn't helped, let's be honest. So... they're in like Marshalls, but then these big homemade hats that they made themselves.
Yeah.
And Tiffany and Leanne are talking, and Tiffany's like, I'm not sure what Brandy's wearing, but I think there's dog poo on it.
I feel like that hat was when Brandy started to turn for me. Like, there was like two episodes in that season where I was like, yes, Brandy's my hero, and then that hat happened, and it just wasn't as funny as I wanted it to be. And then it was just sort of like, it kept coming up, the hat, the poop hat. And then it just sort of like, I was like, oh, I thought Brandy was going to be my hero, and she's not. I'm turning into Craig.
Well, and then to think of, yeah, and she's
not my hero.
I thought it was going to be amazing, and then
what's
she
wrong
called
with my
me
hat?
And said, where are the pillows?
Did Brandy ever know that she was my hero?
Trying to adjust my mic so I sit up straighter.
Oh,
isn't that different? Complete difference. So Leanne's like, really rude. That is rude. Which is so hilarious considering Leanne ended up having that big confessional about shitting in a basket at
yeah.
the end of this season.
One of the greatest housewife secrets of all time to come out.
I mean, this show.
She
this
shat
show
in a basket.
Just itself over
yeah.
and over again, you know. Bed Bath and Beyond, and I ain't kidding.
So then we're back to that other party where Leanne just like threw that glass, and Stephanie's like, "Oh, really? That's like so. That's so classy."
Yeah. She's like, "You know what's classy? Did you stand up for a little piece of shit trash? And you know what? Your charity world is going down the drain." Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to give to poor people anymore.
Stephanie,
sounds like a fucking win to me.
Stephanie had such a look of horror in her face. She looked like she'd just been cursed by an old witch. She was like,
I think it's cute that Tiffany wants to play with rattlesnakes. I just hope this one's rattle works before it bites her.
What I'm trying to say is you don't want a dysfunctional rattlesnake. Gotta take that back to Radio Shack.
That's a rattlesnake without a rattle that works.
Hmm.
That means the rattle don't work. Southern Sands. Southern Sands.
Do you guys follow Leanne on Twitter and Instagram? I love her. I love her Southern Sayings. Hashtag.
Yeah.
Southern Sayings.
Southern Sayings.
I say it all day long. I'm thirsty.
Southern Sands. Southern Sands.
Hashtag. Hashtag. So then we get our opening lines. So we have season one lines. So we have Brandy. She's like, I was a Cowboys cheerleader, but in Dallas, I'm never on the sidelines.
Never on the sidelines. She's like.
You just see her husband snarling at her from the corner.
Yeah. And my husband hates me.
Tiffany's like, I came home to Dallas to shine my light, not to fight. Also, I'll sniff some cocaine off your floor. It's like a really weird line.
And I love that Tiffany's a dodo bird, and she still writes better lyrics than her husband or her boyfriend or whatever.
I was thinking that the entire episode. I was like,
funny?
She keeps writing song lyrics this entire episode.
Yeah, Tiffany talks in rhymes. I came home to Dallas to shine my light, not to fight. Got that right? My pants are tight.
Anyone check on Betty White? Dynamite.
And then Carrie. I'm not... what'd she say?
Girl.
I'm not a trophy wife. I'm a lifetime achievement award.
So you're a watch that you get when someone retires? I don't know.
I know. I'm an epitaph. Wait, what do they call it when dead people die at the Oscars? And they're like, now we're showing the dead people. I'm an in memoriam award.
I'm at in a ceremony held earlier tonight award. This is probably the moment that Cameron Westcott decides she's going to audition. She's like, I can do a better line than that. Choose your taglines carefully. Dumb blondes get some taglines. Smart blondes get everything.
You know how she said on the reunion, Andy's like, why do you nod your head like that? It's creepy, or whatever he said. And she's like, you know when I'm nodding my head like that? Totally checked out, Andy. I'm not listening to anything. This is the best answer I've ever heard. And then we were watching those Instagram videos from Andy's baby shower, and every time they pan over to Cam, she's talking to someone going...
Just stuck talking to Candace Dillard.
The music in her head's just like clown music, you know.
I would have loved to have seen Cameron get up on a table like Lisa Rinna at that party and be like, whoa. I'm not bashing an adopted baby.
Okay, everybody, do the Cameron. Just like a off-kilt head tilt.
Every carny knows it's time for commercial break. They're just ads, but they work quite well.
Hello and welcome to Marriott Hotels' In Focus Empowering Podcast Series, which brings together some of the UK's brightest minds to help you reach your full potential and inspire you on your travels. From self-care to side hustles, it explores career trends to offer advice, guidance and practical tips to those who want to get ahead in their careers. You can catch In Focus podcast by keeping an eye out on travelbrilliantly.co.uk or by following Marriott Hotels on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram.
Thing. Okay, so then it's Stephanie. She's like,
I'm the girl next door. If you live in a big old mansion.
So you're the worst off person next door.
And if you don't live next to a big door, big old mansion, maybe you just know me from around town. I'm Fred Flintstone's wife.
I'm the girl next door. If you live in a big old mansion, next to another mansion that has ridiculous kung fu statues outside.
So then the most iconic line, probably of any housewife.
I grew up a carny kid. You play games with me, you're going to pay.
I remember the first time I watched Real Housewives of Dallas, the first episode, and we had no idea what to expect. And the fact that these like how these taglines are going, the usual thing, and one's like, I'm a carny. I was like, what? What? Like just declaring it.
But to anybody from here, it makes total sense, right? It did to me, because when I first saw this show, I was like, this is exactly what I wanted. Gigantic shitbox houses, you know? Yeah. I mean, the houses here are so humongous. The shittiest houses are humongous. I'm like, oh my God, they're huge. Statues of bulls everywhere, in your yard, in your yard, wherever. Big old statues and freeway. Shit ton of freeway.
Yeah.
Texas.
Yeah, we had to take like a freeway to get from the hotel to CVS. It's like...
So, Leanne, play games with me and you're going to pay. And I like that Leanne, even though she's not a carny anymore, is still worried about people trying to get free turns.
Yeah.
At all the rides.
That's what I was thinking.
She's like, you're going to pay for that game.
You better have a ticket.
Here's your tickets.
You better have a ticket to watch the rest of this show.
Okay, so then we cut back at this party that's a continuation of, you know, 3,000 years ago or whatever this was shot, apparently.
About. Yeah.
And this is, again, when they couldn't film anywhere, so they had to shoot this whole fight against a brick wall.
Yeah.
Which is just so fucking Dallas. Every time they fought anywhere, they're like, okay, ladies, we're going to have you stand in a line against this wall to fight. You know, it's like a low-rent version of Chicago. They're just, like, lined up.
The brick wall is like the Sir refrigerators, you know? The perfect backdrop for any conflict.
And they didn't know how to do people dirty just right yet, the producers. So, but they still tried to do them dirty like a housewife show. And Leanne's glass throat is the funniest thing because she does what you say. She's like, oh, really? Well, your charity world's going to be over. And then she like sort of empties her glass nicely in a trash can,
like,
I'm guessing.
Excuse me one moment.
And she walks over to something. And I think she empties it in the trash can. And then she puts it down on the table or something. And it goes.
I know.
They like big throw explosions in. Going off in the background. Babies crying, you know. In the
they like throw in like an atomic bomb going off in the background. Yeah. Like, we know what you're up to, producers.
Yeah, there's a mushroom cloud. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah. Leanne's like, she's like, I'm so mad that I've got two choices. Kill the bitch or start crying. Or both. Probably gonna kill her.
So she storms out and she storms past all these tables who are like classy Dallas women who will never speak to you if you've been on television.
Yeah.
And they're just looking at her like she's trash. And then to prove them wrong, she just storms past them going, fuck her, that I don't give a fuck about those little bitches, man.
And she's wearing like, it's actually appropriate, she's wearing like a carnival striped pantsuit as she goes through.
She is.
She was like, I gotta go start the Trabant. So, but then they cut back to Stephanie and she's like,
she's crazy.
She looked like she was like in a bank heist, like an innocent bystander who's like,
And her laugh is exactly the same as her cry because her laugh is, and then her cry is,
And then we cut to one of the great forgotten faces of Bravo, poor Marie. And then, remember Marie? She didn't survive Leanne. And they just cut to her, and she's just going like this.
Remember when we thought Marie was so nice? I loved when she went nuts. Now, that was a mistake, not bringing back Marie.
Yeah.
You don't get rid of people because they go nuts.
Yeah.
What the hell's the point of this show? You're supposed to make them nuts.
I've never seen someone look so consistently scared on a Housewife show. She's always like... And she even made it onto the reunion. That's the crazy part. She got onto a reunion couch and then just disappeared. I mean, I think that pretty much Leanne murdered her, right? Like, we can assume that. Like, she's gone. Now, has anyone ever seen Marie since? She's in a meat locker somewhere.
She was pulling a Cedric for a long time where she was trying to make a comeback on Instagram and, like, starting fights, like, years later. You know, is Marie here? I hear, like, a faint boo, like a sectional boo whenever we bring up Marie. I just want to make sure she's not here, like, cutting her thighs or something. So, I mean,
it's like a boo nice... with, like, a hint of, like, fear and sadness.
If anyone from the show is here, get the fuck out. This is not for you.
So Leanne storms off, and Tiffany goes after her. She's like, Leanne, stop! And then it comes to, like, this great, like, finger fight, where they're, like, doing this to each other. They're like...
Well, Leanne, this is my favorite Leanne move, when her finger's like this. It's, like, curved. She points it, but it's curved like a happy face, but she's not happy. It's like, look, happy mustache. And it's not. It's just like a... Just like that.
Yeah.
So they're fighting, and Tiffany's just, like, decided to stand up. And so she does start doing kind of a move that Jen was doing this week on Jersey, which we were doing last night, where she's like, listen to me, Leanne. Listen to me.
I always get so terrified when Ronnie does that to me. It's becoming more and more common.
You've got that belly 2 nights in a row, boy.
So Leanne's like, I'm done. I'm done. I love that you're not, but I'm done. I'm
and she's
done.
Like, and they blur it out, which is so funny to me.
Yeah.
It's like, let's show Jax's ass every week, but let's, like, get rid of a fuck you finger, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, which is more hurtful? Honestly, I don't have the answer for that. It's a real question.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's like, don't flip your finger at me, Leanne. Come here. Stop. And she's like, don't talk to me like that. And Leanne goes, I'm done. Don't talk to me like that. I'm done. Don't talk to me like that. I'm done. Don't talk to me like that. I'm done. It's like,
and they're right this close to each other. And then next to them is this valet who's like, he's like on his phone trying to be cool. He's like,
Tiffany's like, do not talk to me like that. And Leanne goes, fuck, fiddle, fuck, fuck. And she's like, there's my girl. Now, what's up, Leanne? And Leanne's like, go in there and be great. Go on. You stood there and coordinated that. You coordinated it. I love that. I just love how she says that
word. Yeah, so Leanne's going off.
War.
Leanne's going off about Tiffany not having her back, whatever. So finally, Tiffany just loses it. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? And Leanne's like, yes, that's how I feel. Tiffany's like, well, I'm telling you in your face right now that I've got your back. And then she just like shoves Leanne. Which is a great way to show you have someone's back, by the way.
Yeah. You don't have my back. Boom. Yes, I do. Boom. No, I don't. Boom. And she's like, good. Push me. Push me. Get my back and push my front. And I don't care. Because Leanne's like in full-on victim mode, which Leanne always does, you know? It's like, throw a glass and start a nuclear war. And then she's like, everyone's so mean to me.
She just gets all calm. Because now Tiffany's losing her mind. So now Leanne's like, good. Good. Great. Fine. Be mad at me. I don't care. Be mad. Be mad. Did you embarrass me in front of the valet over here?
And Tiffany's like, I had your back when everyone else talked shit about you. And you know what? I'm sick of it. I am sick of it every fucking time I take up for you. I was like, whoa. You're showing up to the Housewives audition like 5 weeks too late.
I know. Well, maybe she was in the bathroom beforehand. So.
And Leanne's like, well, then don't take up for me then. You don't have to.
Then don't.
No one said you had to take up for me. She's like, you literally just said you're mad at me for not taking up for you, Leanne. It's like.
No, I didn't. So then Tiffany's like,
oh, go ahead. These notes are so intense. It's actually That's why
hard.
I'm taking a pause.
I was like, where am I? What am I doing? I was like, please keep talking, Ronnie. I can't find myself.
But then when you do Leanne's face, you can't read at the same time because she's never just like has a calm looking forward face. It's always like.
But the best. So now Tiffany launches into her Oscar speech. She's like, Leanne, when people say you talk shit, what do I say? I say you don't know her. She has a big heart. She shits in baskets.
She can get 3 rings on cola bottles in 1 shot like Harry fucking Potter. Give her a chance.
I stick up for you every fucking time. And Leanne goes, yup, and I don't lie.
It's like, give me some fucking credit, Leanne. Leanne's like, ugh. So then inside, Stephanie's still like,
she's like,
she's like in like a safety blanket.
She's crazy.
And Brandy's like, you okay? Of course, Brandy, he's like at the center of all this, you know? Yeah. And Stephanie's like,
I feel like, she's just like, so mean.
Carrie's like, you know, girl, it's like when you see like a herd of gazelles and there's like, 1 gazelle in the back, and you're like, that gazelle needs vaginal rejuvenation. It's like that.
So then back outside, Tiffany's like, look at you walking away from me. Which Tiffany's always so good at just pointing out the obvious, yes. You know? Because Leanne is, in fact, walking away from her.
Yes. Oh, you're going to put 1 foot in front of the other? Oh, that's real smooth, Leanne.
It's like, I'm going home because I don't give a fuck about Brandy, Stephanie, or Carrie. And then Tiffany grabs her again, and Leanne's like, I'm done. I'm done. And I'm done with that camera, too. I'm done with you. I'm done with that camera. I'm done with that street sign right there. She get the fuck out of it. You stop, street sign. You stop.
Someone should have told Tiffany, you never grab Leanne from behind on the shoulder.
She's like a horse. Move. She's like a horse. Kick you right in the face.
So now Leanne's like
I do not want that camera here. I don't want the camera. So, of course, it's Bravo. So they wake up finally. And they're like, oh, shit, this is some good shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a show.
So the guy's like.
Leanne's like. And Tiffany's like, I don't care about the fucking cameras. And she's like, well, I do. Wow. I've never felt so masked.
That was like a big boss fight, like in Zelda or some shit.
Wow.
You know, Leanne has so many firsts. She's the first carny kid. She's the first person to beat the shit out of a cameraman on a Housewives show.
And then you see it from another angle, and she's like fully like punching that guy into traffic. Like, he's like, oh. And Stephanie.
Do you hear me?
I'm done. Done. And then it's like the moment we've all been waiting for. It's like, ding, 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 ding. It's like on Mr. Rogers when the train comes out. It's like, ding, 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 ding.
And Leanna's all of us. Where's she? Okay, bring it by. She's
okay,
like,
okay, here it comes. The conductor's like, well, what a lovely day to be on a trolley, just going down this empty street. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Where are you going? I will get you an Uber.
I'm taking your fucking Uber. Fuck you. I'm going home. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, can I get on? Can I get on?
No stops, ma'am. No stops.
No!
What a terrible day to be Sandra Bullock.
So sorry, darling. I'd like to announce that Lisa Vanderpump is now taking in broken trolley birds. Little trolley.
I'm going to bring you to West Hollywood and make you a free trolley that goes all the way down Santa Monica Boulevard.
I've never thought twice about a trolley. Until I saw a broken, sobbing trolley.
Wait, there's a Stephanie in here. This is like porno Stephanie. I don't know where you found this picture.
Little
she's like
characters in the trolley.
I made it out. Oh my god, that was terrifying. Oh no. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Mean. Oh my god. Mean. You're mean.
Oh my god.
You are mean.
Oh my god. I'm going back in. I don't know why. I don't know why.
I could play with those all day night. Just recreate Real Housewives with these little figurines.
So then, this scene is really filled with so much goodness, okay? So then, after Leanne abuses the trolley, it won't stop for her. Would you stop for her if you saw that coming?
Hell no.
Hell no.
That's a Dallas trolley. I didn't even feel it. Texas transportation.
Yeah, that trolley was not having her. So she's like, oh, fine, I'll cross the street then. Hold on. Takes off her shoes.
Safety first.
It's like, are you crossing a beach? Why are you taking your shoes off to cross the street, you fucking weirdo?
Yeah, after she stomped all the way down the sidewalk, now she can take off her shoes.
And then she passed by. And you know that this wasn't planned because, you know, like filming in front of the brick wall or at the Tuesday morning, poor Leanne has to just walk past a dumpster crying.
Tiffany tells us, Leanne and I have been friends for 25 years, and she's the reason why I'm back in Dallas. I mean, she's the reason why I'm not snorting coke off of travertine floors in Malibu anymore.
I like that one of them's just going to stick with 25 years, and the other's going to stick with 30, and that's just it. It's like Phaedra math.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, look at me.
You okay?
Do you know the last time I worked out? Tonight, right now, right in front of you.
This has been a lot. You had to be the cameraman and you had to stomp on the trolley. We're basically reenacting Godzilla up here.
Yeah, it's too much. I'm exhausted.
That's okay.
This is done. I'm done. I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Just kidding. So Mama D was here yesterday and sorry she's not here today.
Yeah, they had plans for tonight.
But we don't schedule people to come because we're not like allowed to put them in our shows. Thanks a lot, bitch. The bitch is Bravo. But we're not allowed to do that. But if they listen to the show and they want to come, what are we going to say? No, you can't come. You know. So they came, and they were so nice and so good to us. But I know that I would love Mama D, because Power Meemaw hair, you know?
Yeah.
I have the non-Power Meemaw, you know, and I love her very much. So when I see her in power form, I'm like, my idol! So she was here with these wonderful gays.
Yes. They were great.
These shiny jackets. You know, my dad was like, what the hell? I was like, this is Dallas gays. Like, what do you want? They do it really right here.
It felt like a row of game show hosts.
But I knew that she was like really my spirit meemaw when I was showing her backstage and she goes, stairs. And I said, I know. I said the same thing. I was like, I hope that one day we get rich and famous so I can have some poor schlub carry me up these things. Yeah. This sucks. It sucks. She's like, oh, I don't know about this. I said, well, do you want to stay down here? It's like, no, I'll go up them.
Yeah.
So, and it's a lot. So she goes up, and then we're coming down. She goes, I got to go down them.
No, you're just up there for the rest of your life.
Just stay here forever. Like, I literally don't care. They have popcorn here. I'd stay here.
I mean, I have to say, it's been a really hard 2 weeks for us because last night we had Mama D staring at us, and 2 weeks ago we had Patricia staring at us. And honestly, these, like, these grand dames of Bravo are really hard to have in the front row because they just stare at you like, don't you dare, don't you dare.
Well, Mama D gave us the look she gave Deandra when Deandra said she wanted to switch to soft patches. She just looked at us like this.
I don't give a rip what you want to do with a soft pouch.
And every once in a while, I see her little head go.
Yeah.
Like, essay. Hey, essay.
My favorite part was, like, sometimes she'd be like this. And then I think she realized that we'd be looking at her. She'd go like. I was like, yes.
So, but we love exercise about the same.
Yes.
So then we go back inside where Stephanie's still like, meh, 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 emergency services. So Brandy's like, she couldn't hear what I was saying, so she went back to you. It's like, nobody can hear what you're saying, Whisper Ginger. Speak up. She's like, that is one crazy fucking bitch. She lost it.
Yeah.
And then smiles. And this is back when I was like, oh, my God, I just love that Brandy girl. She's had a hard life.
Yeah.
She's a cheerleader.
Yep. Hard life.
I don't know. I'm just like, Leah, fucking crazy. Go, Brandy. Team Brandy all the way. Wow, how things have changed.
Yeah. So Tiffany's talking to Marie, meanwhile. And Marie's still like, and, you know, talk about this crazy fight. And Marie finally's like, I mean, who throws things and calls people names at a cocktail party? Who does that? I'm like, people who get renewed for seasons 2 and 3. Marie, learn some lessons.
Have fun not throwing things at your next cocktail party that has no cameras there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Enjoy that.
So Carrie's trying to make everyone feel better, you know. She's like, yeah. She's like, that was embarrassing for her.
Says the woman who now has a $70,000 stove in her kitchen. So mad about that. I'll bring it up anytime I can.
What'd you say? Bring up what?
The $70,000 stove in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm still mad at that too.
I'm
but
mad.
Also because I sweat so much and I just can't imagine having a kitchen that's 100 degrees on purpose in Texas. That's crazy. People leave their countries for your air conditioning. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is also where Carrie used to show her real personality because that's the only season she had one, you know, like where she showed her real one the whole time.
Yeah.
I think the second season she started to hide it because everyone called her a man-stealing whore or a husband-stealing whore or whatever. And then the third one she changed it because her husband was sucking dick at the round or whatever it was. I mean, bless her heart, she's changed. Yeah. She's just changed it so many times. But this is the original personality, and it's just full of corny jokes, which I really liked. And then she says things like, well, the best thing to do is always to take the high road. That was the low road. And everyone's like, ah!
Wow.
Like, I miss Carrie trying to be funny. It
good road jokes. Yeah.
So she's like, I've never seen anyone behave like that, but my 2-year-old does throw things. Maybe she's like a 2-year-old. Because she throws things.
She's just up against a brick wall. She thinks she's a comedian now.
She
she's
just like, stays there with a mic. Hey.
Here's the other thing about 2-year-olds.
She's got a glass of Pinot Grigio on a stool. So Brandy, this is and I didn't notice it this season, but she's done it so many times since. And I just hate it when she does it. And so she goes, well, I have a family to go home to. Listen, you single shamer.
Yeah.
That you sit at home at night and secretly wish you had my life. Okay? Your children are running around abusing squirrels and probably drinking paint thinner out of the fucking sink. Your husband's never home. You're stuck in a big shit box in Plano. Sorry. Had to say it.
Amen.
And I'm sitting on a moonbag chair that I named after Sheena from Vanderpump Rules, smoking weed, eating pizza, and playing with my dog. Thank you. It felt really good, you know?
Yeah. I wrote down that line that she said. I was like, I'm going to let Ronnie do this one. He's going to have, this is going to help him in life right now to do this line.
Yeah, she infuriates me with that.
Yeah.
Single shamer. Talk about pollution. I'm polluting nothing. I'm not dropping your litter all over the place. I've
nice
been doing
draws.
This all weekend. Like, I get furious. Okay.
Move on.
It's okay. It's okay, people with a family. I'm talking to a bunch of mothers in here, too. Isn't that the funny part? I'm like, fuck you. I love you.
Anyway, so then we go over to Stephanie's house. Now it's afterwards. So we're at Stephanie's house. We see those hideous ninjas do statues. It's like, I forget. Like, I've been so mad at that pool in her foyer in the new home that I forgot there was something else I was mad about at the old home. Those ninja statues.
Yeah, he still has the big brass statue, but yeah, it's the samurai. He's like, ah!
Yeah, oh, samurai, yeah. Either way, it's
like, yeah, Travis, that kick-ass business of building lockers in gyms. You're a real badass.
Yeah. So Travis is, like, sitting on a couch, and Stephanie goes in, and he's like already. Like, he's already, like, splitting a vein, you know?
He's like, did you get my list?
So they're going to be planning a big 7th anniversary bash or something like that. And she's asking all these questions that he clearly does not want to answer. He's like, And then finally they start transitioning into talking about the fight. And she's like,
I was crying the entire night.
She's like, not a normal person. Like, I've never seen anyone act like that. Like, I've never, like, felt attacked. Like, last night, like, I felt attacked.
And she starts crying again. Like, yeah. Really? You've got a long road to hoe, Heffa.
I know.
So she's like,
it sucks because, like, I can't get the fight with Leanne, like, out of my head. And, like, I'm scared that, like, it's not just me she's going to try and ruin, but, like, our family and Travis.
And I was like, oh, God, who is afraid that someone would try to ruin their marriage? And, oh, it's Leanne. Okay,
yeah.
She would.
Yeah.
She would. She'd do it. You should be scared. I can see why you're crying now.
Meanwhile, so then, speaking of Leanne, we then go over to her house where we see Leanne with Carly, her dog. And I love Carly the dog. And you guys know I'm a cat person. I love that dog. And Rich is there, too. We love Rich. Was anyone here last night, by the way? Did anyone get to meet Rich? He was the best.
Man, remember that part where you made fun of me for how I ordered my steak? Was that necessary?
Okay, so I wrote Leanne, poor house. So she's petting Carly and her dogs. And Leanne's like, babies, I love you. You make me happy. Why are you looking at me like that, you little bitch? Okay, it's all right, come back.
The dog's like, please take me to a rich house. Please, please, please.
I'll call her when I'm ready, but I'm not done processing this. And if I'm not done processing, it's unprocessed.
Meanwhile, Tiffany's over at home with Keith Urban. And
he's
she's like,
hold on a second. Hold on, Tiff. Hold on. Bring. December. It's not January. February.
Remember, it's December.
All right, come on in. I'm almost done with that verse.
Yeah. Tiffany's like, well, I feel a million miles away from her, and I hate that. He's like, dang it, why can't I write lyrics like that? December.
I feel a mile away from Leanne.
He's like, that does not rhyme with December. Do you have something to talk about?
So Tiffany starts talking. I got totally distracted because she starts drinking from a coffee cup that's like the size of like a missile silo. It's like this thing. She's like, so... it's shitting housewives. Let's see who fell out of this trolley. We got Carrie, girl, I fell out. We got Cameron Westcott. Be careful in the trolley. And Stephanie, she just likes to break free. People at home are so confused.
No. So then back at Leanne's with Rich, she's like, I hate that people can make me worry about Fee's loyalty. The minute the brandy started flaming words in my face, Tiffany should have stood in front of her and said, no, stop it, you little bitch.
To be fair, Leanne does that to like every person she encounters every day. It's like the mailman, no, stop it, you little bitch. It's like, you have an envelope.
Like Leanne working at customer service. You want to return that sweater? No, stop it, you little bitch.
Would you like fries with that? No, stop it, little bitch.
She's like, I have huge insecurities after how I was raised. Mama left early, daddy was poor. It's like, honey, that's a little shop of horrors there.
Suddenly Leanne, standing beside me.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
No, that's the Rolling Stones, babe. Was it? Who sang that?
Someone.
It doesn't have stone in it.
So Leanne's choking herself up. She's like, I just want my friend back. I'm like, it's been 8 hours. It's not been like 12 months.
I don't have anywhere that I can feel solid and safe. I'm like, don't you have a Dunkin' Donuts in your neighborhood? Like, what the hell? Do I have to teach you people everything?
She goes, Rich, trust me. On that sidewalk, I don't think I even said two words.
And
they cut to the Carly the dog, and I'm like, bitch, like, bitch.
But they also did that famous Bravo, shong, like they do on Top Chef, and they're like, and now, Carl, step forward. It's like, shong.
Leanne, did you mean to leave out all the vital details of your fight? Padma posted a photo on Instagram today of her lying in a bathtub covered in pizza slices, and I was like, she will not stop trolling Gail, will she? Oh, look, I'm Gailing it up for Saturday. Covering myself with pizzas.
It's actually the first time I've looked at her Instagram and felt ripped off. I've been bathing in pizza for years. Where's my Instagram followers? But then she had another. Padma's Instagram really is the best Instagram on Instagram. Do you follow it? She'll follow up like, Chef Ati, what a beautiful soul. With a picture, which is true, which is then a picture of her in a pool in India going like this. It's like a GIF. And she's like. And her hair whips back and hits her back. She's in a bikini. I'm like, wow.
Someone in one of our Facebook group posted an article that was fake news. And it said, Padma Lakshmi, fired from Top Chef. And I was like, what bored Russian troll out there is starting fake news about Top Chef judges?
Well, they can't concentrate on politics all the time. Yeah, politics is getting boring even to me, and I love being angry. Like, let's just start some shit with Padma from Top Chef.
Yeah.
Okay, brother.
So meanwhile, over at Brandy's house, Brinkley's trying to go outside or something, and Brandy's like, I'll give you $5 to not go out there. And the kid's like, what if I want to play on the little ramp thing? And Brandy's like, that's not what we call Stephanie anymore.
And her kids are just as much nightmares then as they are now. And I love consistency. I love her brat children. I don't know what it is. I think because they're antagonizing Brandy. I'm totally on their side. I'm like, yeah, get her, trip her in the hallway. Leave your Walkman in her bathtub, you know? So she's like, if you stop being little bitches, because she's even calling them little bitches back then, you know? It's like, if you stop being little bitches, I'll give you $5. Do you know how much, if I give you two, that's $10. Do you know what you can buy with $10? Oh, I forgot to squint my eyes. Do you know what you could buy with $10?
So the big thing is that Brandy's grandfather is arriving today, and she's never met him before. And we see a flashback to her on the phone with him, and she's like crying. It's like a very emotional moment. And she's like, you know, I really want you to come to Texas. It's like a genuinely like nice moment. And Bravo is so shady. They're playing like music that you would hear when Luann's like making coffee. It's like boom ba doom ba doom ba doom ba doom doo doom doo 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 doo. She's like, I've never met you before.
So she's going to get to see her grandfather after not speaking to him for years because he left the family and then the mom wouldn't let them speak. And, like, it's kind of sad, but it's also Brandy, so I'm like, shrug. Oh. Yeah. I'm like, I feel nothing. So
Brandy...
When she's talking about bribing her children, she's like, for the bright bribe, I would do anything. I'm like, I know. You're like a cheerleader trapped in a shit box, okay? We see your husband's face when he looks at you and know how much that costs, you know? God bless him. And then guess what? I know that's horribly mean, but you stuck around for the end of the episode, right?
Meanwhile, Brandy's mom is just standing there. getting drunk at the kitchen island. She's like, ugh. And the kid's like, look, it's a butterfly and it's orange. The mom's like, what's orange? Like, Brandy's like, you know what butterflies mean? New beginnings. The mom stares at her like, she never was too bright, was she? Past the schlitz.
So then we're over at... Oh, my God. Oh, fine. Well, we didn't have special guests, so we asked them to call in. I hope that's okay.
Who is it? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, is this...
Hello? Is this Bean?
Yes, this is Ben.
Hi, this is Ramona Singer. I'm calling for Bean.
Whoa.
Of Watch What Craptins. Listen. Congratulations on your baby, Andy. I'm so happy for you. I saw that you tried to take him on a plane and the people got mad because you put him in a baby Bjorn. Now you're supposed to carry a baby, okay? You don't support other babies. You're supposed to put him in your arm.
Whoa. I remember when my best friend / daughter, Avery, was a baby. I was like, look at this baby. It's going to grow up to be just my age. I can't wait. Best friend, baby, daughter.
Second Avery came out of me, I looked down at her face, and I said, whose face is that? Mine or hers, you know? I didn't know who to put the breast to. So then I started putting the breast in the baby's face, but I couldn't reach it. And I was like, oh, that's my face. I gave birth to myself. It's nuts.
Whoa, Andy, just some tips from someone like me, okay? When it's time to go breastfeeding, since you're a man, you can't breastfeed. So here's what you do. You get a small bottle of formula, and you put 2 limes in it. And then you get a tall bottle of formula, 3 ice cubes, 1 lime. And then a medium-sized bottle of formula, 3 shots of tequila, a lemon, a lime, and an orange slice. Okay?
It's fake.
Wow. Sorry. Sorry.
Wow, thank you so much
for
that.
Wow, that was so informative. I'm so glad you called in.
So disappointing, you know. Gosh, she'll always come through.
Yeah, it's so convenient.
So, you know how all these shows start with, like, we're here for, like, something innocent, and then they're like, and then that bitch, like, they eventually turn into talking about the fight. This intro to the scene just killed me. It's so wrong. Leanne's like, well, I'm here at the clothing drive for HIV-positive women. I mean, what better place to stage a housewives fight?
Right.
God, right. Haven't these women been through enough? Jeez.
So Leanne's helping out. She's like sorting clothes and stuff. And there's a lady named Melissa who's like running this charity. And she's like talking with Leanne. She's like, oh, yeah, and that's been great. You know, Stephanie came by earlier. And Leanne's like, oh, good.
But she had that like really long pause first where she's like, oh, good.
I'm so glad she came. That's good. Was she trembling? Was she trembling still? No.
Great. So she's looking through clothes, and she's like, that says large. Do y'all believe him? I don't think Michael Kors even knows what a large is. And I was like, yes, bitch, thank you. Leanne speaks for the people.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, if Tiff shows up, I'll be respectful, because it's the Southern thing. We try to maintain our tongue. We maintain everything inside of us that just wants to blow up with a smile. We maintain clowns. Do you know how hard it is to maintain a goddamn clown? 18 of them will try and jump in one damn car.
So cheesy.
Okay, so Tiffany sees Leanne while Leanne is still pretending not to see her. And to hide it, Leanne's hiding behind a mask of, good! Yes! Is that a sweater vest? Wow!
And Tiffany just, like, speeds by. And then she goes, wow, Leanne, speechless. That's a first. You didn't even fucking say hello to me. I'm like, you're the one who came in here. Like, you know, like, I'm just, like, mad at the injustice of that all. So then she's like, you know what? I'm your no matter what ride or die chick, okay? I'm your best friend to the end. I'm your poop in the basket pal.
And Carrie's like, I'm still picking glass out of my hair, so do we have any HIV women to stand in the line of fire in case anything happens? I'm just but seriously.
The way Carrie entered the way I enter almost all parties, which is thinking about maybe saying hi to someone and then chickening out. She goes like this. That's me at every party in Los Angeles. I'm like, are we friends? Are we acquaintances? I don't know what to do. Okay, turn.
Lillian's like, I don't do hurt. My childhood was so riddled with hurt. I just stop. You be abandoned over and over and over and over. I was talking to you. Cameraman, get back here. Where'd the cameraman go?
The cameraman literally abandoned me during my abandonment speech. You ever stand at a trolley stop and realize the trolley's never coming? That's called abandonment right there.
So rude. So Carrie's like, Tiffany, hi. Last night was crazy, right? And she's like, I'm just glad that I wore a print dress today. That's the worst thing to happen to her is ever. And how did she even get wine on her? She's acting like wine was thrown on her. We saw Leanne pour the wine in the trash can.
Yeah. I'm not even convinced that glass broke, to be honest.
Carrie just wanted a new fucking dress. And she got it, too. So good for her.
Meanwhile, so Stephanie and Travis go out, and then they're going on a date in his, like, midlife crisis car, you know, this giant Rolls Royce.
But it's one of those, like, antique Rolls Royces. It's the weirdest midlife crisis I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to cheat on my wife and, like, gamble a bunch of money away, but in the 20s.
Yeah.
It's like old man Travis in his midlife crisis.
Yeah.
He's like, wahooga! Wahooga!
Give me memories of Slade and Gretchen.
Yeah.
It's true.
Do you need a drink?
Sure.
Sure. Yes, Alex, thank you. That would be great.
Why not?
I'm such a hypocrite. You see how mad I get when the phone dings during the podcast? I'm like, Ben! Ugh! I have my text turned on. I'm like, hi, sister. We're just doing a show. It's so fun. Where are you going, Trisha? What are you doing tonight? After bitching that Trisha's bothering me, I'm like, where'd you end up going?
So anyway, so Stephanie and Travis, they go off. I mean, it's nothing. It's like nothing about it except the fact that they have a crazy Rolls Royce.
It's sad to me because she's like, no one is better at surprises than Travis. He bought himself a Rolls Royce. Wow. Wow. You know, there's nothing better than this car. I mean, we took wedding pictures with it, and we drive around on it every year, and it's so sweet.
It's so nice.
This is
when...
great. Wow. I'm so happy.
It makes me so happy when he surprises me with things for him.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Happy. He showed me his love by spending $500,000 on himself, so that felt good.
I'm gonna...
God, wouldn't other girls be jealous?
In other news, I'm gonna start selling cream cheese-filled salmon on QVC soon.
David.
Coming now to... QVC is some happy salmon. Ha! David? David, did you have my
David.
Salmon, David? David?
David?
David! 30 to 40 negative salmons.
So
Stephanie, I think, is going to be one of the longest housewife breakdowns we've ever seen. And I don't say that in a hateful, fun way like I do with things about Brandy. Like, that feels good. But Stephanie is so sweet, and she's so cute, and I don't want anything bad to happen to her.
I love Stephanie.
But it's like, you don't want a lawn to get rained on, but you know it's married to a storm cloud. I mean, look at Travis.
Yeah.
Travis does not look nice, okay? No one nice sits like this casually reading a magazine. Yeah.
Well, don't worry about her lawn, because her favorite piece of machinery was a riding mower. So then, meanwhile, we see Tiffany driving, and this, like, this hilariously dramatic moment. She calls up Leanne and gets her voicemail. It's like, you know what to do with the beep, beep. You go fuck yourself. That's what you do. So Tiffany goes, the music's like all dramatic. She's like, hey, Fee, it's me. Totally felt really weird. I was standing right next to you, and I just felt like a million miles away, and it doesn't feel right. I didn't like it, but I know we had to do what we had to do because we had to be professional and go through that charity event, but I'm ready to talk, and if you're ready to talk, I'd love to go to lunch or coffee with you when you're ready. And, like, you just hear on the other end, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, this is Domino's Pizza.
I mean, even, like, pretending to be sad in her car, she's writing a better song than her husband, yeah. You know? I was like, that was really nice. Like,
oh, this is Ronnie's cousin.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wait, what's your Instagram?
Oh, yeah, Alex is going to be an influencer, suckers.
It's Alex L. Karam. K-A-R-A-M.
Yeah,
don't you feel influenced? Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex. Let's see. So Stephanie, back with Stephanie, they're in this car like chook, 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 like going down. Like the little rascals are pushing it from behind, you know? It's like chook, 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 chook. You guys, my boobs are literally moving up and down right now. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. You just have to do the Rolls Royce
dance. It feels kind of good, actually. Yeah.
So they show up at a jeweler. Now, I don't know. I want to see if you guys feel the same way as me. Like, we talk so much about, like, vaginal rejuvenation or, like, cryotherapy. I kind of feel like flying under the radar of, like, the most annoying scenes is when these women go and get jewels, right? Going to the jeweler, I'm, like, over it. Thank you for the 3D.
It's not romantic to watch somebody buy something on sale.
Yeah.
And you know that they're getting sale because she's like, oh my God, Travis, we're going to DeBoles? Where are we going to DeBoles? Where are we going to DeBoles?
DeBoles,
oh my God,
like
we're going to DeBoles?
Have you ever been to DeBoles?
The fine jewelry DeBoles store, does. DeBoles? Wow, everyone
I love
goes to DeBoles.
I was feeling terrible about my life, but then I found DeBoles.
It's DeBoles. She's like, all of the finest people in Dallas get their jewelry at DeBoles.
I was like so wishing Cameron Westcott was on the season. Just hear her be like, have you been to DeBoles?
Been to DeBoles?
I just love DeBoles so much. I just keep going back and back to DeBoles.
So she gets to pick out whatever she wants, but she doesn't really, but she kind of does because they show her a ring that's 2.5 million later. And I'm like, that's what she wants.
Yeah.
It's like, you can have anything you want out of these three meagerly priced gifts. I mean, meagerly priced. They're like 50 to 75K, but still. Yeah.
So she gets like a bracelet or a bangle or whatever that's like has like a million diamonds on it. And Travis is like, oh, well, you know, she's got expensive taste. And the jeweler's like, well, you know, women, they know that stuff. Like, RDRR, 1952.
Something about vaginas make you taste hungry. Hi, women.
You'd think they'd have a better mind for business, right? And math.
Thank God they got us to help them.
Look at us being liberal. So,
I'm not liberal. I open the door for women. So that's my stand.
So then we go over to Carrie's house, and she's with Zuri, and she's like, girl, I'm going to get your nose, girl. I'm going to get your nose. I'm going to get your nose, girl. Because, ah! You know, in that household, when someone says they're going to get your nose, they mean
Trust
it.
Trust them. Trust them.
Trust it. You better be careful.
I know, I watched that, and I was like, that poor girl is going to wake up in pain one night and realize it really happened, finally. Mark's going to slip something into her drink and just try and redo her one night.
And then Zuri pulled it out of her mouth, like out of Carrie's mouth. And I was like, I feel bad that Zuri thinks that that's what Carrie's doing with the nose, eating it.
It's like the only time she's seen her mother eat.
I knew Carrie's he was going to say that. That's why I said my thing first.
You're like, what is the most rotten shit that could possibly come out of his mouth? So she's like, Mark, this is when they're trying to pretend they're all romantic. Well, I guess they still do that. Maybe they are romantic. What the hell do I know, you know?
I think they were trying to be glamorous more because...
But they're like having that like, ha-ha, I'm just laying on a bed while you're drinking your champagne. And she's like, I'm having pink champagne, Mark. And he's like, want me to throw it at you? She's like, no, and if you get these kicks wet, I'll kill you. Because that's when Carrie was like, oh my God, look at my shoes. Oh my God, look at my dress. Oh my God, look at my shoes and my dress. Oh my God, look, I got another sheet. It's like, okay.
And so then they decide, she's like, you know what? After this, I'm just need to, like, we just need to go to Switzerland to, like, chill out.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you were not on Real Housewives of New York, okay? You're in Dallas.
Now, the
Real Housewives of Dallas, I should say. I'm not saying Dallas people can go.
But let me say, the real truth of this is the Dallas ladies are like the richest ladies in the Housewives.
Oil money.
They are well, I mean, not Leah, no offense.
Is it
true? But the rest of them are I mean, Deandra's from an oil family with a B in front, okay? She rich. Westcott's
rich. Well, Cameron's
rich
really
as well.
Rich, right? Aren't the Westcott's, don't they own like half the city or something like that?
Yeah. Something? So they're really rich. And she really does go to Switzerland. Like, I look at her Instagram. Why? I don't know. I'm a sick person. Okay, I'm sorry. But she'll be like, look, we're having our summers in Switzerland.
I'm just jealous. That's all. I'm incredibly, incredibly jealous.
So Mark is like, yeah, this is the year I think we'll really start rolling and we'll come through. We'll have an exit strategy. Like, please do. So they're like, wacky. I don't care. I fast forwarded. So then Brandy and there's only some, like, I love Carrie now, but back then I was like, shut up, okay? Your gay husband, too. Both of you, shut up. Okay, just your husband. Who cares? What's the difference? He's having as much sex with me as a straight one would, so what do I care?
Aww.
You
took that to a sad place out of nowhere. Anyway, speaking
about?
Of sad places, let's go to Brandy's house. It's time for the big barbecue. So,
If only I had a box to play in.
Yeah.
Remember when she had her kids playing in those boxes? She's like, it's your house. It's like, yeah. It's always like, it's always bedlam at Brandy's house.
Yeah. So, so her grandfather, John, and his girlfriend or wife or something, they show up and there's like, you know, there's like hugs and highs and all that stuff. It's like, I guess it's nice. So then they're like, they're coming in and Brandy's. She's just so mean about her own grandfather that she just met. She's like, I need to borrow a moped or something to get them in the kitchen. Like, we could have told our whole life story in the time it took for him to get from the door to the kitchen. I was like, excuse me, that was supposed to be our joke.
And also, she literally could. Like, I was a cheerleader, then I married a rich guy, and now I live in a house. The end. They're in the kitchen.
My kid's playing boxes.
It's like, sometimes I don't even know if she's kidding, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, Grandpa, I have this one memory of you. Mom had a magazine, and you were in it. Like, why are we having to watch this? Fast forward. Take him to the Cracker Barrel and drop him at the outlet mall like the rest of us. Why do we have to have a whole home-catered scene? Get out of here.
Yeah.
No offense, Papa. My mom's like,
Ronnie's parents are here, by the way.
Learned that trick from my
mother. Just want you all to know. The real stars.
So, Brandy's like, it's crazy that you can live 30 years and not know someone, and then you're suddenly letting them into your life.
It's just weird.
Like she's trying so hard to cry, but nothing will come out. Her eyes are just like, what'd you say?
Squinter.
My eyes will pop out, okay, yeah. If I squint harder. Okay, so next up, Mark and Acor. Oh, Mark and Carrie. I wrote Mark Care because I
wrote
C-A-R.
I love, like, the audience was like, no, we're not going to sign off on that. No.
You guys, I didn't remember that part, so I was just like, Mark and Acor.
Everyone's like, we demand some accuracy here.
Take it away, man.
So, you know, it's so funny watching these shows. You forget all these, like, really creepy scenes that happen. And so, like, Mark and Carrie are in the bedroom. And Mark is like, don't be mad, baby. Don't be mad. I got you a little something. Yeah. Don't you get champagne thrown on this sweet thing.
God, that is so creepy. That is so Silence of the Lambs creepy. And it's so accurate. It's like, I got you something.
I got
your own skin.
It's made of skin. I finally put that well in the basement to good use.
Put the lotion on it.
It puts the lotion on the skin, truly just to moisturize. What a loving serial killer. He's like, literally, just moisturize. I know I have you under captivity, but there's no reason why you should have dry skin.
Designer skin. So she's like, yeah, well, Leanne, throw a glass of champagne on me, and it goes all over my designer dress, and Mark has an excuse to go shopping. That is Mark's thing, and I forgot that, too, that Mark has, like, a fetish of buying dresses for Carrie and then going, put it on.
Which then comes with the really gross moment of her being like, should I put shoes on with this? He goes, they're just going to come off. Because I got your new shoes. A Luba 10 out of 10.
And it wouldn't be a complete Carrie and Mark season 1 scene or season 2 scene or season 3 scene without a reference to a closet. She does it every year. It's so true, though, you guys. Literally, she does it. It's not even a joke. She goes, oh, my God, like, you're the woman in this relationship. I need to go through your closet. I was like, God, she got him in every season.
Yeah. You know, we went to the Roundup last night, and I feel like everything makes sense now.
What does that mean? Rawr. Ben, what'd you get at the Roundup? I had a Jell-O shot.
I had a good time. So,
God, you know, I really do have to emphasize again, thank you, Dallas, for having the most adorable gay people I've really ever seen.
Yeah.
And let me add, not only physically cute, really nice. Like, yeah. I felt so weird with so many gay people being nice to me.
Yeah. Everyone's been nice to me, actually.
Yeah, everyone was nice. But, like, the gay guys, usually I'm like, oh, no, it's a hot gay guy. Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. It's like I just close my eyes, like, please. And they're like, hi, how are you? It's like, okay, I'm moving here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brandy is
she's getting to know her grandfather. So she pulls her grandpa, John, out to the back to go have, like, a really boring conversation with him. Like, my grandfather. So, So she's
and he's
like,
just, this is how he looks at her the entire time.
He looks like he's been waiting a week to shit and it's finally about to happen and he's stuck in this conversation. It's like, oh, damn it. Just squeeze it back in and wait another 3 days. So Brandy's like, thank you so much for coming. It means the world to my mom and me. He's like, And then she goes, I had the misperception about you. And I just want to say I'm sorry because I don't think it's anyone's fault. And he's like, it's my damn ex's fault. Don't you dare say it was no one's fault.
I don't know why I'm so comfortable around him. Probably because he's too slow to chase me.
So this is like a super boring conversation. I was like, you guys should have just stayed broken up.
Even the bobcats in the background were like, you know what? Let's go to the next house.
Yeah. He's like, you got bobcats back there? That's dangerous. Your husband should take care of that, little woman. Like, shut up. Okay, so I'm like about to get disrespectful to her papa. Let's move on, shall we?
I know. Poor guy.
So then Carrie, this is my favorite. Carrie getting ready, and she's like bent over a mirror with a syringe going.
It's like a really pleasant version of train spotting. Yeah.
Siri's crying or crawling on the ceiling, like, where is my nose?
And they're like, we actually trained her to do that. She's a very, very remarkable young lady.
It's like on purpose.
Were you saying, where's my nose? Where's my nose? Yeah.
Mommy ate my nose.
So he's like, what are you doing, bitch? And she's like, just a scotch. She's like, Mark, your head is moving. I'm on. He's like, that's what heads do. She's like, please stay still. Please let me just do some Botox on you. And she's like, if I don't put Botox in Mark, like, when he's mad at me, he looks mad at me.
Yeah.
Fix that right up.
We're really on a roll. You know, tonight we're ragging on Mark. Last night we had Bill from Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's a real roll here. He's my surgeon.
Yeah, there are a lot of parallels. Like, they were also fighting about wine on dresses in that one, too.
Yeah.
You know? Except last night it was like, how could you with red wine? And Danielle didn't get shit after she got wine thrown on her, you know?
I'm Bill.
So Stephanie's on the trampoline with her kids, and Brandy comes over. And this, you know, knowing that the next season is the one where Brandy broke up with Stephanie for no reason and then became friends with Leanne just to, you know, just to attack Stephanie. You remember all that. But seeing now season one again, because I haven't seen any of this since then, it is hilarious seeing how where this comes from and why Brandy's pissed. And frankly, I don't blame her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jealousy is not always misplaced. Sometimes a bitch needs to be put in her place because she has too much stuff. Okay? As this scene will illustrate.
Yeah, because they come over to sit on a trampoline. And basically, Stephanie's like, there's a pretty cool, dirty trampoline. Actually, Brandy goes over to Stephanie, sorry. But, and she's basically like, so I got a bracelet that's worth $45 million. What did you get?
It was so thoughtful of him. It's also the blingiest. So what'd you get?
And Brandy's like, beef jerky.
Just like, when I turned 30, Brian got me ketchup, Italian dressing, and French fries.
That is so funny, too, because he got her for one of her, is it her birthday or
well,
their
she
anniversary?
Said, for one of my big birthdays, he got me 30 of my favorite things. I'm like, you could just say it's your 30th birthday.
30 of my favorite things. Ketchup, French fries, Charles Shaw, paper towels with bunnies on them. You know, it's like it's Brandy. What are you going to get her?
Yeah. I honestly don't see what the problem
eclairs,
is.
You know?
Yeah.
So then Brandy's like, well, I'm glad things went well with your parents, you know. Or I'm glad things went well. Things, you know, things went really well with my grandparents, you know. Like, I mean, I'm not getting any younger, and it would be nice for us to have a connection. And it would be nice if Brian was there, because he knows it's really important
to me. If Brian was
me.
There, it'd be like,
but he wasn't there.
And
she's like,
oh, yeah. Dressing.
Did I tell you about the car we got? It's worth $500,000. It's really fun. He just came home early, and, like, we just drove around town all day and then went to Dubelle's. And, you know, I mean, that was...
It's Dubelle's.
Dubelle's. And, you know, it's really great. So how are you?
I haven't heard from Brian in 19 weeks.
Brian went off to New York, and I don't know where he is.
I think Brian changed his phone number.
I don't know.
Brandy's like, she's talking about her grandpa. She's like,
I feel like him and Brian are going to have such a strong connection, you know, because they both love sports and not being in my life.
I mean, I'm just...
Oh, wrong.
Just looking at the timelines.
So Stephanie, one of them is like, your feet are all dirty. And Brandy's like, yeah, you have Walmart feet. She's like, ha-ha,
total Walmart feet.
And I was like, that is such poverty shaming, you assholes. Who does? And I was like, I totally know what Walmart feet are.
Yeah.
I mean, I've literally had Walmart feet multiple times. Why are you going to wear shoes in the goddamn Walmart? No one else is.
A real lady would call it what it is, Britney feet.
So then Leanne and what's her buns? Fee meet in a restaurant. And they're just basically, they meet in a restaurant, and Leanne's like, menu reading? Menu reading? I'm reading the menu.
Well, like she's Tiffany, so angry. Well, Tiffany is there first, and Leanne walks up, and she's wearing a dress that looks like she just stabbed four people. It's just like big red splotches everywhere. She's like, I murdered 4 people just to get to this brunch. Let's talk.
And then she did a good apology. She's like,
I love you. So sorry about the way they think I've never done my thing. You're paying for lunch?
It was like that scene in Alien 3 where the alien comes out to Sigourney Weaver and then another little alien comes out and Sigourney Weaver's like, please, make it stop. Few things can be as terrifying as Leanne suddenly appearing at your shoulder, whispering in your ear.
Have I told you about my childhood?
I was abandoned. No one in space can hear you scream. By the way, I do want to say that there's a little scene beforehand with Tiffany and Aaron, and he's like, why can't people get along? It's like, man, that's why you're not a singer genius. Great lyric, bro.
So Leanne goes,
well, Fee, I want to say let's not fight again, but we're both going to get tired again. Let's face it. Yeah. So let's just not fight for now.
And Tiffany's like, you know what? It's the people here. Mm-hmm. Okay? I give them grace and grace and grace. And you think people are going to protect you here. So when you said I don't protect you, me of all people.
Of course, are we crying right now or no?
I don't know if I should commit to it.
I'm thinking about maybe doing a little of this.
Well, I was thinking maybe we should order our salads first.
I know. I was like, is it better to cry after a Caesar or do it now?
Definitely better after, but then what if little Caesar dressing comes out of my mouth while I'm crying?
Let's cry right now.
Let's cry right now.
Okay.
Me. I'm all people.
Abandoned. PTSD. Charlie.
I should never question whether you have my back. You've had my back since we were teenagers.
All right. I guess Brandy's here.
Brandy's on the couch back there like, fuck these guys.
Yeah.
It's my nieces. They finally found a party stage backstage. Okay, so they're,
She's like, yeah, so Tiffany is like, we are a safe haven for each other. We are sanctuaries of styles for each other. I cannot even fathom my screaming that day. I mean, I have not gotten that mad in so long. The last time I screamed like that, I think I must have been doing an 8-ball off Anthony Michael Hall's Ducati.
If you guys don't remember what we're talking about, that was one of the talking heads in the show where Tiffany is telling us how she met Leanne. She's like, Leanne is my girl. We met when we were both in Hollywood, and I was in a bad state at that time. And, you know, I was just using a little too hard. It's like, she was, like, literally on the bathroom floor looking like for Coke or something, Coke. Right?
Yeah.
And that's how they met. And I was like, that is so sad. And I've got literally 4 friends like that that I've met. Like, what is it about a bathroom that can bond you like that?
Yeah.
Is that cocaine or floor tile? Is that grout? Let's go to lunch.
Is that grout? Let's go to lunch. Cut it grout. Please don't applaud for that. Please don't. No. That's not worthy. It's not worthy.
So then Tiff is like, when somebody pushes me and unleashes I'm Japanese and Native American. So I will scalp you and Mr. Miyagi you. And I Mr. Miyagi'd you. Oh, gosh. Who's calling? Can't answer.
Hello, this is Countess Luanne Delsep calling. I hear that we're making insensitive jokes about my people, and I was wondering if I could pile on.
You know, I'd like to say that some people are claiming to be Indian or Native American or just, you know, Miyagi-ing it.
Yeah.
But not all of them have the chutzpah to back it up. And I would like to say, hiya, 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 kumba, 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 ku. Thank you.
Let me tell you something. When I was in the clink down in West Palm Beach, some harlot just tried to step to me and I said, listen, I am 1/16th Native American. And I'm gonna sing some cabaret to you right now. Hit it, boys! I sing cabaret. And then they threw a bologna sandwich in my face.
I'd like to say 3, 2, 1. Please say it's not about Tomahawk.
Would you believe it, girls?
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Luann.
Thank you, Luann. Oh, has anyone seen Countess and Friends, by the way? It's life-changing. It's life-changing.
So she's like, I'm Mr. Miyagi-Do. And Leanne's like, yeah, wax on, wax off, or whatever she's doing. It's like, do these people know what this movie is? Because Mr. Miyagi is very nice. Okay? He helped Ralph Macchio never do another movie again. I mean, it was...
Yeah. Well, technically he got one more movie, and then Hilary Swank came into the picture, so... True story, she was in Karate Kid 3, right? Four?
There's four Karate Kids?
And Jaden Smith is in one of them, too. I don't know.
God.
I can't keep control of it.
So, Leanne's like, well, there was only one. There was a time where we only had each other, so we're going to get over it because my childhood. Like, at this point, like, when she says childhood, it's like indigestion. She's like, my childhood. A little beat on the chest. And then she's like, listen, I'm going to try and be good, okay? But it's like, Christian, fucking Carney!
That is one of my favorite games to play growing up.
Christian, fucking Carney!
You don't even run around a circle, you just
like
turn
into salt. Like
that
musical chairs, you just start running, you run around the chairs, then someone picks up a chair and hits you in the face with it, and you fall down.
This is how
you
play.
You don't get a chair, stupid.
This is how you play Christian Carney. You go, Christian Carney, and then everyone abandons you.
And then Tiffany is back to just being a sycophant, you know? She's like, you just hit the nail on the head, girl.
Somewhere Aaron's like, damn it, she's so good at that.
So Brandy is at home with her family getting ready for the big barbecue because the grandpa already came over, but now is the BBQ. And she's like, she's trying, what were you going to say?
Truly nothing interesting on my end.
I know, it's like, should I talk about HSN or do you have something more fascinating to get into?
No, I don't know why I was like even trying to interrupt you to be like, Brandy has no spatulas. It's like, wait, guys.
That's so her, too. So she's trying to cut things and watching Brandy, like, what do you do all day? Like, that's my question. You can't cut a tomato, really? She's like,
I got these knives on the 8-inch hand, but they don't seem to do much. And her mom's like, you still have to sharpen them, stupid.
Listen to this one. She doesn't know about sharpening knives. She thinks butterflies mean a new beginning. Dumbass.
And then we start to see the real dynamics here with Brandy and her husband, and that things are really bad. Because we've seen that he's kind of a surly dick, you know, this whole time. But now I'm like, should we feel bad for this girl?
Yeah.
The answer is a resounding no, by the way, in case you were at... I'm kidding,
I felt
guys.
A little bad for her. I'm not going to lie. I felt bad for her in this scene.
But you can really see it because her brother is so mad at Brian for not being there. He's like, where's Brian? And she's like,
he changed his work trips, and now he's going to come home in between work, and that's really nice.
He's going to do that.
He's like, oh, really? And I was like, okay, so when the brother is that mad, you know that the husband's really a prick.
So Stephanie calls up Travis, and is like, when are you guys going to be here? Is it going to be happening anytime soon? And then basically they went golfing or something, and now they're having a drink after a golf. So Stephanie goes and tells Brandy this. So Brandy gets in super whisper voice. She's like, how did that happen? Just like the sadness just oozing out from all over.
I am furious.
He was supposed to sharpen the knives.
So they finally show up, Brian and Travis, and Brian is like drunk or whatever, and then so this guy
He walks in.
This guy's such a dick. Oh, my God.
He walks in. This douchebag. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
He walks in, drunk, late, to his wife's important life event, and he finds his daughter, picks her up, and then passive-aggressively says, "Oh, my gosh, sweetie, you're sunburned. Who forgot to put the sunscreen on you? You, because you weren't there."
Maybe if you'd had a little more melanin to offer, this wouldn't be a problem, you son of a bitch.
No.
So
I go the personal responsibility route. He goes the genetic route.
Yeah, I'll blame your genes. I don't care. So she's like,
"It's like he's acting like he doesn't even want to be here."
I'm like, yeah, way to read the signs.
Yeah.
You know?
I think she was talking about the audience. So Brian was like, so Brian like picks up the daughter and then walks by the dad. He's like, "Hey, good to see you." And he just like walks on and then starts ignoring Brandy. I was getting so mad.
This is also the end of that relationship, the Stephanie and Brandy relationship, because Brandy came back the next year and all of a sudden hated Stephanie, was friends with Leanne, and no one really understood why. But when she was asked about it, she said it was because Stephanie wrote a blog after this episode, I believe, if I'm correct. If I'm not, fuck it, just pretend I am.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, it was really hard watching that happen because it was so awkward and it was like a train wreck. And Brandy was like, yeah. "You called my marriage a train wreck." It's like, oh.
I'm like, did you watch the episode?
Yeah.
Brian literally went and fenced himself off. He literally went into a separate space and closed the fence behind him and sat by there with the kid. It was a train wreck. Well, so, trolley wreck.
Yeah, trolley wreck. No, that's way too interesting. Let's keep it a train. This is Brandy we're talking about. So then we get scenes from the next week. And this is where Stephanie's like, "I'm hiring a decorator for my child's room." And then Mark is like,
well, Travis is like, when Stephanie is redecorating the room for her kids, and Travis is like, "My son's getting curtains and poof pillows. That'll be manly." Like, it's a fucking curtain. So I don't think masculine.
I want this to be samurai themed.
Sorry, there's no room for a midlife crisis car in there.
Yeah, no kidding.
I want this to be done in Apple boxes from the 20s.
And then Mark has a sexy photo shoot with Carrie and insists on buying all the clothes.
It's like, "All right, baby. Let's take something off, baby."
And then Leanne is talking with Marie, who we didn't get today, so sorry. But Marie was there, and Marie's like an 8-foot-tall giraffe. She's like,
she's got this, like, fascinator that's made of twigs. Like, she found it, right? She's like, "Oh, it's a hat show today?"
That was some Hobby Lobby shit.
Yeah.
She got, like, you know, the straws, the big long straw things that you're like, "If I just put these in a tall vase, it'll be a tree. I never have to water." Yeah. Fucking Hobby Lobby. So she's like that, but she made like big flowers in them, and she's like, And Leanne's like, "Tiffany said you tried to put negative bugs in her ear about me, and to be honest, I want to throw up."
Marie was like, "Oh shit, it's happening. I'm about to get killed."
And that was the end of Real Housewives.
That was Dallas. You guys, these past two nights have been so amazing for us. Thank you for showing up en masse. Hopefully we'll see some of you guys next month in Austin.
Yes. You guys have been so good to us. Thank you so, so much.
Thank
for
you,
what
everyone.
You did for us tonight
you
and our whole lives. You guys have given us a beautiful life, and we thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Good night.